Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 30 happening from Winnemucca, Nevada all this week, the 1st through the 5th of August. Tuesday, August 2nd, they'll be featuring cattle from regions 3, 4, 5, and 6, feeder steers and heifers. Video Royale will be starting each day at 10 a.m. Central Time from Winnemucca, Nevada. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Cattle futures market started this week and finished this Monday higher. We were 32 higher in August live cattle at 136.77. October's up 40 at 142.62. The December lives up 35 at 148.50. August feeder cattle up 107 at 179.65. The September's up $1.55 at 183.10. October feeders up $1.75 at 185.47. So higher across the board. The August feeders at 107 higher. They gapped open this morning. It looks like didn't leave much of a gap, but they were higher. The previous high from about a week ago was just under 182, so about $2 off their highs at this point. We are above critical moving averages, so there's quite a bit of optimism going forward as the market has been trending higher since the middle part of May. On the live cattle, let's look at October here, 142.65, but 40 is where they're going to finish. Been rallying since the end of May, above critical moving averages, but the live cattle futures have really been lackluster and really steady at these same levels, in the high 130s in the cash market without any real development outside of that. A lot of talk of the cows coming to market, that's kind of pressuring the amount of butcherable meat at this point, and that's what's keeping it lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacid IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this premixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals. You'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacidigr.com.
Well, the grain started off last night steady, but then got sharply lower pretty much throughout the day. The beans stayed weak, but corn and wheat came back some. September corn down 9 1/4 at 607. December down 10 1/4 at 609 3/4. The beans were 40 to 62 1/2 lower. November new crop beans down 62 1/2 at 1406. The Chicago and Kansas City wheat both down 6 to 7 cents, with December Kansas City 7 1/2 lower at 874, right on the 20-day moving average. Today's cotton futures down 268 in December at 9406. Really, we don't have much of a crop out here in southwest Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, so a lot of people anticipating that market getting better. Last week, I drove around the Midwest, up through Illinois and Minnesota and Wisconsin and back down through Iowa and Nebraska. In Kansas, Illinois, Iowa, of course, Wisconsin, Minnesota all had a really good crop. I think that probably average yields there. But as you went west out through Nebraska and Kansas, it did get worse. But overall, you know, the crop looks like it's going to be pretty decent. The USDA currently is at 177 bushels per acre. So it might be slightly less than that. But crude oil down $4.85 at $93.75.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and not your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.